May is perhaps the favorite month among New York City bird watchers. The vacation plans and sweltering weather of summer have not yet begun, but exotic birds from the southern states, Mexico, and even the tropical rainforests arrive daily in the parks of New York City. Reporter Brad Klein is on the bird beat for WNYC and filed this story. Dateline, Central Park West.
I'm standing in what may be the least noticed exhibit in the American Museum of Natural History. It's a shrine, really, to the man who was and is the literary patron saint of New York's bird watchers. In his day, and his day was about a century ago, John Burroughs was as well known as most any writer in America. More widely read than his friends Walt Whitman or fellow naturalist John Muir, he was a hero to Teddy Roosevelt, but now they are remembered and he is largely forgotten. He wrote best about birds and about nature. And today his books provide flashes of insight to a time before the TV nature show became ubiquitous. One moment, he's straining to make out the markings on a tiny warbler in the shadowy Catskill woods. And the next, he's holding the bird in his hand after blowing it out of the tree with a shotgun concealed in his walking stick. That cane cannon is one of the mementos on display in the case beside me. But mostly, Burroughs wrote about sitting and watching and listening. Those 19th century writers listened to birds with a critical ear we save for music and poetry. Burroughs wrote of the hermit thrush. As the hermit's evening hymn goes up from the deep solitude below me, I experience that serene exaltation of sentiment of which music, literature, and religion are but the faint types and symbols. Hey, I could use some of that, I thought the other day. And even though the sun was setting, I walked into Central Park, to the place where I have seen dozens of hermit thrushes recently. It's an area known as the Ravine, where a little stream flows from the pool at West 101st up toward the Harlem Mirror. That's a thrush right there, the well-known American robin. And if you are so bold as to enter the park on a spring evening, you'll hear them all over giving this call. But I'm not venturing into Central Park at night for a little chirping. I'm seeking transcendence, so I walk a little further south. And here, I find a close cousin to the bird that I'm after, the wood thrush, recently arrived in New York from his rainforest home, perhaps to nest here. Henry David Thoreau wrote, "Whenever a man hears the wood thrush, he is young and nature is in her spring. Wherever he hears it, it is a new world and a free country, and the gates of heaven are not shut against him." And his was the finest song I could find in New York on this particular night. It may be that the nearly identical hermit thrush will not sing at all on his short stay here in the city. But until he continues his migration in a few days, I'll listen for a song that John Burroughs wrote achieves a peace and a deep solemn joy that only the finest souls may know. Until then, birding for WNYC, I'm Brad Klein.